Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. That's a good one. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Again, thank you guys for listening in to the show. Those that are listening via cell phone, thank you. Those that are listening via internet, on my show page at blogtalkradio.com, thank you for listening in to the show. Now, those that are listening on my show page on Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there on the show page that says follow this show. Click on that icon, follow the show, and you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to through Blog Talk Radio. Okay? Set it up however you want. All right? I also promote the show, guys, on Twitter and Facebook. So if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. That's Twitter at The Frank W. Show. And you can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account. Go to the top of the page. Type in the search box. Type in The Frank Williams Show. Okay? The Frank Williams Show. And the page should come up there. And then, voila, you're set up with my show. And whether you're on Facebook, Twitter, you'll be able to get daily show notes about the show. That way, you'll never miss an episode if you don't want to. Okay? So, thank you guys again for listening in to the show. 818-301-5834. Our show is being brought to you tonight by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can call them at 770-732-0244. Again, that office number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can take care of any of your needs or concerns. Now, the end of the year is coming, and I know you guys are starting to put your tax papers together and all this kind of stuff, and get all your receipts and stuff together so you can file your taxes. The professionals at CPA on Duty, they're the ones that keep us here on the show. They're the ones that keep us going. They can help you with all of that. Just give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Thank you, guys. I have a great episode for you tonight, guys. Who will be our next president? Today is voting day. If you didn't vote early, like I did, I voted early. I'll probably always vote early now because I didn't have to get out there and stand in line today. Today's your last day. There is no post-voting. There is no voting after today. Okay? Today's the day. I hope you're either out there or you've been out there. Either one. And nothing in between. No, I didn't go, Frank. It was raining. I didn't go, Frank. It's cold. I didn't go, Frank. My car wouldn't start. Whatever. Whatever the excuse is, okay? You should have been voting today. If you're 18 or older, you should have been voting today, okay? Whomever your candidate is or candidates are, you should have been voting for them today, okay? And guys, this is hella important. I mean hella important. So I hope you guys are out there or have been out there. It's about 20 minutes before the polls close and they start to count votes and all this stuff can go on all through the night. You wake up in the morning and you'll probably know who the next president is going to be by morning. Okay? You can know tonight if you stay up and watch, which I'm going to stay up until my bedtime and watch these results as they pour out. Okay? There's been some problems here in Georgia. You know, I'm sure there are more problems all over the United States. There always is. The voting people are never ready for this. You know, monkey wrenches are always put into place. Okay? And, you know, my thing is that you don't have to cheat, take, steal, you know, trick your way into office. Because if you do that, it won't be right. It's not going to be right. Things aren't going to go well for you. So, what I'm saying is trickery happens. Seems like every election, there's some funny business going on. Okay, every election, there's some funny business going on. But I hope your candidate wins, and we can move on. This stuff starts to get to you after a while, you know. Imagine if they had another week to campaign, what you'd see or what you'd hear, you know. There's a lot of different things going around about, you know, the president. There's a lot of different things going around about the governor. And whether it's true or false, people put those things out there to distract you, to get you off your game. If you know who your candidate is, know who you want to vote for and all that stuff, go for it. Don't let someone else change your mind. You change your mind if you want to, but don't let someone else change your mind. You find out the facts if you want to. Don't let someone else give you the facts. You know? But I always say, I always ask people, if I tell you the truth and you don't believe it, does that mean it's a lie? No, it's not. It's just the truth that you don't believe. So what I'm telling you is go out there. Get some facts on this stuff. You know, there's so much stuff that the internet is just overloaded with stuff. So go out there, guys, and look for what you're looking for and get it. You know, get it. So that's all I'm saying. That go out there and find what you're looking for and get it. All right. So here we are. Here's the deal. Like I said, today is voting day. The polls are closing about 15 minutes. You've got 15 minutes to make it there and get your vote in if you haven't already. But I know all my listeners have already gotten to the polls, and they've already selected their choice and they're ready to go. You know? And I like that. I like that. So another thing is that, like I said, you gotta make your decision. You gotta run things how you want to do it. You know, you gotta make decisions how you want to make decisions. And don't, like I said, don't let anyone change your mind for you. Get on it. do it. Okay. And, you know, man, I really do enjoy this. I enjoy this half hour I have with you guys. I appreciate you guys listening in. I'm the kind of guy that, you know, I could do this forever, you know, and I'm helping someone. I believe I am. And if I'm not helping someone, I'm helping myself. And that's a big thing as well, okay? So some of these things that I talk about and do all the time is and for my benefit as well. It's for your benefit, it's for my benefit. And, you know, I'm not getting paid to do this show. I'm just here doing this show. I'm here for you guys. Maybe one day I will, but right now, and I can tomorrow if I want to. Right now, I just don't want to make that commitment and not being able to give it, you know, 100%. So I will not shortchange you guys. I will not. I'll never do that. But all I can say is I love you guys. I appreciate all of you for listening to the show. I know that there are, when I looked at my numbers about a week ago, I'm showing 3,700 and something people listening to my show. That's a nice piece right there. And it's little old me. You know, I'm no big deal. But I just, you know, want to talk. I like to talk. I like to talk about things that I know about. You know, I can't talk about something if I don't know about it. So I like to talk about things that I know about. These recipes and stuff like that that I give sometimes, and we've got one coming up soon. That's a lot of fun for me. And then to get people on the show, authors and county commissioners and professionals, lawyers, accountants, and things like that that come on to the show and give you information about what they do and your needs for their service, which, you know, my mom always told me that you need to have a good accountant and a good lawyer in your life. And I've got both. I've got a great accountant, from CPA on Duty, the sponsors of our show, and I have a huge, a great attorney that I can confide in when I need different advice about law. So, you know, that's just me. And I'll advise you guys to do the same thing, okay? I got two that I've been knowing for well over 30 years. My accountant I've been knowing for well over 30 years. And my lawyer I've been knowing 20-plus years. So, you know, those are people that I can trust, that I know, right? And if you need someone like that, I recommend those guys to you. If you want to get in contact with them, just send me an email, send me a message, call me or whatever, and I'll give you their information so you guys can link up. All right? Because it's time. It's time for you guys to link up with the accountant and get your taxes done for CPA on Duty, our sponsor. Get your taxes done and be done. They'll be done by a professional. They give you all the ins and outs of what you need to do and how you need to make things better. for yourself, okay? I think everyone would like to have a piece of that. So, who's going to be the president? I know you have your opinion. I have my opinion. And that's all it is, guys, an opinion. May be wrong, may be right. Who knows? But it's just an opinion, okay? And my opinion is that we'll have another 4 years of Barack Obama, okay? President Obama. We'll have another 4 years of President Obama. And I don't think it's going to be very close, okay? Anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens. That's just my opinion. That's all. That's just my opinion. I sure do hope, though, that my good friend, Derek Broughton, he's running for sheriff out here in Douglas County, and I just pray that that he has a great day today, and he comes out on top this evening. I know if he does, he'll be calling and you know, saying, and I'm going to get him on the show here soon, okay? I'll get him on the show, and hopefully I'll get him on the show as the new sheriff of Douglas County. All right? So, again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I'm going to say this, because I got some stuff going on tonight. I'm going to shut down the show in just a minute. Actually, I'm going to play some music for the rest of the show, but I'm going to close out with this. I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize, don't you? Oh, I got that down pat. I got it down pat. So I'll join you guys back here, and you join me back here in 23 and a half hours for the show. I have a great show scheduled for you tomorrow. Listen in, and let me tell you something. Have a great evening tonight. Click your TV on. I don't care what channel pretty much you listen to. They're talking about the presidential race. If that's something you want to listen to or watch, get on it, okay? Have a great night. Have a great day tomorrow. And join me back on the show, 6:30 tomorrow, for a tremendous show. Thank you, guys, and take care.